This talk is about algebraic state machines. Firstly, about some underlying concepts to this approach, and secondly, about some applications to security critical systems. The motivation for this work was to provide a formal foundation for an approach to security engineering based on the unified modeling language called UMLSEC, which is an extension of UML. And the point here is that security requirements are very subtle, so it's not possible to establish that requirements are fulfilled in a given specification just by inspecting the specification, but we need tool-supported verification to establish this. And therefore, we would like to have a formalism which supports certain features which would be needed in this specific task. Firstly, it should support abstraction to be able to deal with systems of a realistic size. Secondly, it should support asynchronous communication, which is one of the main means of communication in the UML. And lastly, it should support algebraic reasoning in the way needed to incorporate cryptographic information on the high level of abstraction in the specifications of reactive systems. So algebraic state machines were introduced by Boy and Wirsing in a talk at AMAST a couple of years ago, and they are based on the notion of abstract state machine introduced originally by Gurevich, but they extend the abstract state machine approach by a communication mechanism through channels. So as in the case of the abstract state machine approach, each state is actually an algebra, and what this means exactly we will see in the next couple of slides. But now the state machines have a communication mechanism built in which provides asynchronous communication through channels between different state machines. And in this talk we will provide a formal semantics for these algebraic state machines as stream processing functions, and also define composition and refinement, and prove that these are well behaved with respect to each other and the interpretation as stream processing functions. And lastly, we will report on some applications to security. So firstly, what is an algebraic state machine? It is given by a set of states, and these, as I said, each state is in fact a sigma algebra for a given signature sigma, which may consist of functions, relation names, and constant names. Also, it consists of a set I of input general names and a set O of output general names. A state transition function delta, which as an input takes a state and an input valuation at a given period in time. So this is a function from the set of input channels to finite sequences of data values. And the state transition function gives back as a result a set of pairs of states and output valuation. And it's a set because we would like to be able to model non-determinism. And lastly, the algebraic state machine includes a set of initial states. So the idea is that an algebraic state machine is executed by choosing one of the initial states non-deterministically and applying the state transition function to a state and to a given valuation of the input channel, and as a result we can non-deterministically choose a new state and a valuation of the output channels. So now, as a first result of this work, I will present an interpretation of algebraic state machines as stream processing functions. So an algebraic state machine A with input channels, the set I and the set of output channels O, is interpreted as a function double square brackets A from the set of infinite input valuation, where an infinite input valuation actually gives the entire input history of the system rather than the history in a given period in time, and to the a set of infinite output valuations. And to define the interpretation, we firstly need to define a relations on functions from states to functions from input valuations to sets of output valuations. So such a function f1 is defined to be smaller than f2 if and only if f1 applied to s, and the result of that, which is a function, then applied to the input valuation I, is a subset of f2 applied to s, and that function then applied again to the input valuation I for each state s and each state I. So one could say that in a way f2 is an extension of the function f1, and we need this notion to define this interpretation in this denotational definition given in the lower part of the slide, because otherwise the point with these denotational definitions on the level of stream processing functions is that one always have to make sure that one actually captures all possible histories and not just the trivial one, namely the empty one, but this is more a technical issue. So anyway, then the definition is that firstly we define a function for a given state gives us back a stream processing function, and this is supposed to be the largest such function with regard to the just defined relation, such that for any state S and any input, any finite input valuation I zero and any infinite input valuation I, if the definition of square brackets S applied to I zero followed by I, which is supposed to be the concatenation of the finite history with the infinite history. So that application is by definition supposed to be the set of the initial output valuation O0 followed by the tail of the output valuations O, such that there exists a state S prime, which is in a way the successor state, such that S prime and O0 are contained in the result of the state transition function applied to S and I0, and O is contained in S, the result of this state transition function applied to S prime and I, and this for all S, I0 and I. And then finally, square brackets of A applied to I is the union over all possible initial states of the interpretation of these states defined in the previous slide for each input valuation I. Now we, as a further result, we define composition of algebraic state machines. So firstly, a state of the newly composed state machine is the disjoint union of three algebras A1, A2, and A3, where A1 is the state of the first state machine, A2 is the state of the second state machine, and A3 is an algebra of the signature F3, consisting of so-called feedback constants, namely feed L for each local channel L in the set capital L. And these local channels are those that whose names coincide from between the output channels of the one state machine and the input channel of the other state machine. So in the picture in the right upper corner, these are those channels that are bent upwards and then again fed back into the other state machine. And so yeah, we need this additional algebra A3 to keep track of the local state in these feedback channels at each point in time. And then the new state transition function delta applied to A1 disjoint unified with A2 and A3 and to the input valuation I gives us the set of pairs consisting of the disjoint union of the algebras B1, B2, and B3, and the restriction of the overall output variation O2 going over all output channels, but restricted just to the output channels in the new set of output channels of the composition, where the feedback channels are hidden away. And all these possible pairs for the following conditions, namely that O prime should be evaluation of the of all output channels, and there should exist evaluation of all input channels, evaluation I prime, such that I is the restriction of I prime to the new input channels after hiding away the local channels, and such that B1 and O restricted to O1 should be a possible result of this state transition function delta 1 applied to A1 and I prime restricted to I1. And similarly for the other algebra, B2 and O restricted to O2 should be a possible result of applying delta 2 to A2 and I prime restricted to I2. And lastly, for each local channel, it should be the case that this overall input valuation I prime evaluated at the local channel L should have the value of the feedback channel, and well, at the algebra A3, and the feedback channel of the algebra B3 should have the corresponding value of the output valuation of this local channel L. So this definition may look a bit complicated or a bit difficult to understand because it's a denotational definition and thereby it's quite compact to write it down. But I will give an operational definition just informally by referring to the picture. So the idea is that at each round of the execution of the two state machines, each state machine gives an output to each of its output channels, and those that are connected to the input of the other state machine, there the values are delivered to the other state machine with one time step delay. And then in the next step of the execution, the inputs are again read into the state machine. So some results which we've been able to prove. Firstly, composition is associative, provided a basic structural assumption is made, namely that there is no confusion between the channels with, of the three state machines one has to consider in the associative case. So suppose we consider A1 composed with A2 and then the result composed with A3, then we have to make sure that A3 and A1 do not share any channel names that should both be linked to A2. Because if that is the case, then whoever gets composed first with A2 has the opportunity to link up the channels, and afterwards the channels are just hidden away, and the state machine who came later is not able to connect the channels, and we can easily see that this, for basic structural reason, cannot be associative in that case. So that we have to exclude, but then provided that we actually have associativity, and one can actually prove that. And secondly, the mapping to stream processing functions actually preserves composition, and the proof is given in the extended version of the paper, which can be found on my webpage. And next, we defined refinement as an derived from the notion of definement, also similarly as to the composition. As already defined on the stream processing function situation. So the motivation here is that one would like to be able to reduce this non-euphemism, which one can express using algebraic state machines by applying refinement. And so the definition is that the algebraic state machine A refines a prime if for any input, for any infinite input variation I, the result of applying the stream processing function derived from a prime to I is setwise contained in the result of applying the stream processing function derived from A to I for each input variation I. And then one can show the following result, namely that composition and interpretation as stream processing functions are well behaved with respect to refinement. And I can only note that one can define a similar notion of timeless refinement, where one abstracts away the notion of time steps that are inherent in the algebraic state machine definition, and then one still has a refinement that preserves the interpretation as stream processing functions, but not in general the composition, again for principal reasons, which here I cannot explain. And lastly, I wanted to point out some applications to security. So firstly, the traditional approach again is to extend this formalism with abstract notions of the cryptographic operations to be able to reason about the correct use of these operations within the specification of the security critical reactive system. And this is really done here in a traditional way by considering again an algebra of cryptographic operations, and this actually fits in quite well with the algebraic state machine approach, because algebras are already the basic notion in this approach. So the cryptographic algebra what one usually considers in for methods-based approaches to crypto protocols fit in quite nicely here. And as an example, we considered a variant of a security protocol, namely a variant of the protocol TLS, which is a successor to SSL. And this variant was proposed at the conference IEEE Infocom 99, and we were able to show firstly that the protocol contains a flaw, and secondly we could improve the corrected version correct, and details are also given in the paper. So future work, we intend to apply this in the direction of a mobile system together with Thomas Kuhn from Siemens. And another interesting issue would be to look at the relation between the formal reactive behavior and the cryptographic properties of the used crypto operations. And this should be interesting because, as I pointed out earlier, both in this formal approach, both aspects are specified using abstract algebras, and hopefully that way one can get to a nice comparison. So lastly, I will list some resources. I mentioned the UML-based approach, which was the motivation for this work, namely to provide a formal framework tool. And there will be a book with Springer Verlag coming out later this year. And there's also a series of tutorials on this overall topic. Then you may be interested in considering submission to a special issue of the Software and Systems Modeling Journal at Springer Verlag on critical systems development with UML. The deadline there is mid-September, or possibly both, submitting something to the also critical systems development with UML workshop, which is a satellite workshop of this year's UML conference again after last year's workshop. And the deadline is in late July. So for any more information about our work or these events, please refer to the URL given on this slide. Thank you very much.